Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Bang, bang, bangity, bang, bang.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That's lots of bang.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Quarantine Jim. That's all you need to call me. Quarantine Jim. And, I'm down here in a secret location. Fat, yep. No one can know where it is or what's going on with it, but it's secret. And I didn't know that in this part of Australia, Let alone the world, great big mammals existed.
Mammals?
Like a big grizzly bear, like a big, like zoo bear.
Oh, gee, who's that? Brian?
Oh, well, I can't tell you who it is. I'm just looking through the glass and this great big mammal is just making his way around the garden. I've never known a mammal to be on the phone for so long either. By the way, Tommy Rockcliffe are going to join us soon. Love The Rock, of course. And then Dusty Fletcher, the legend, whose son is doing amazing things. Oh, hello to you, Fat, by the way.
Oh, g'day, Jimmy, or should we call you JBT, James Brayshaw, and... What was the other one?
Oh, boy.
Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Right, yeah, great. We want to find out what's happening over there. But first of all, let's go to our man here, Rabsy. How long do you have to not talk before the music kicks in?
Is it 10 or 12 seconds?
12 seconds.
Let's try it. Ready? No, come on, last show. Let's do it.
You are an idiot.
Go, right? No. Don't talk, Jim.
1, 2, 3 cat dog, 4 cat dog, 5 cat dog.
Where is it? Jeez, that's a long time, isn't it? Long time, that, Jim.
Oh, I tell you, our boss, Rabbits, rang me on the way home and said, if that's how little you've got to offer this station, you two, we might have to think about finishing you up.
Now, Jim, tell us, what's it like in somewhere there in WA?
Well, I tell you what it's like. We're lucky because we're able to home quarantine. You've got that option as long as you download the G2G app.
Yep.
And make sure you respond as soon as the government reach out, but that's fine. So that's good. But as I say, I've got this mammoth of a man in residence with me.
Harry.
And he spends very little time in the house, Bill. He just wanders around like a zoo animal on his phone, permanently on the phone. But before I did, you know, I love my boxing workouts. So
yes.
I've got the Tabata timer. I've got the medicine ball, the lightweights. I'm doing all of it. And Brian fancies himself with the pads.
Yes.
Like actually with the pads on.
Oh.
But what he hasn't worked out, Bill, is that when you've got the pads on, you're not meant to club the bloke with the gloves on.
Yes, you can. If you're good enough, you can.
I'm like, Brian, you're meant to allow me to hit you. That's how pads work. But no, he's very, very good. Brian's absolutely beautiful. So no, we're going all right. But still, I've got my little thing on here, Bill, the G2G Now code. And so, it tells me that I've got 13 days, 12 hours and 59 minutes left.
The countdown.
Countdown. It's on this thing here.
So if they ring when we're on air, what happens there? You've got to answer it.
No, I've got to take a selfie and post it within 5 minutes, which guarantees I am where I say I am.
Wow. All right. Beautiful.
So they take the whole thing very seriously here, and so they should.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, good to see. And we'll just see how that goes through the week, Rabsy.
Oh, my goodness.
Because Brian and Jim are getting on very well at the minute.
They are.
And they're all happy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just see how that goes throughout
the
week.
Beautiful.
There he is there. Jimmy boy, the Gary Ayres medal. Let's have a look at that, of course.
Yes.
It's actually the Gary Ayres award too. Tomahawk 10. Yes. Zach Tui 8. Well done, Zachariah. And for the Bulldogs, Jack McRae, doesn't he just keep getting it? He got a 10-up.
Yep.
And Bailey Smith there with an 8. So Jack McRae leads that at the minute with 16 votes. Tomahawk second there with 10. Brendan Parford is out for the year.
Brendan.
Brendan and Brandon, same thing. Brandon Parford, he's out for the year. Jim, hamstring.
Yeah, that that is bad.
Yes.
You need him. He's got something that you need. No one else has it in that group.
He's got a bit of pace, but he's also very good tackler. Very, very good tackler.
Good by foot and hand,
They still haven't ruled out Tommy Stewart, which is unbelievable, really.
No.
So we'll just see what happens there. Some good news for the Cats. They've locked away their best and fairest winner from last year, Cam Guthrie, for another 4 years, Jim. 4.
Good. So he's earned that, played good footy.
Well, he's 29. That takes him through to 33. Mm. We like to keep him old at the Cats, don't we? Guess who broke that? Mitch Cleary broke that, Jim. And I think he's the new bloke at seven now, isn't he?
Mitch Cleary.
Well, he's taken
over
Mark Stevens' role.
Has he?
Steve, I think he has. Steve-O's gone into politics, but we haven't seen or heard from Steve-O. I don't know what's happened to Steve-O. The Messiah, Mitch Cleary. So well done there, Mitchy boy.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? What's happened to Steve-O? He's gone to the Liberal Party and they've ousted the leader as soon as he arrived.
And got, who's their new guy there?
Oh, Buddy Guy moves in.
Who's had a go before, Jim, and got outed. So anyway, we'll see what happens. Yeah, they're going well. Western Bulldogs, Marcus Bontempelli. That'll be interesting to see what happens there, of course. Because if he's 70 or 80, Jim, you just play him, don't you?
Oh, 100% you play him. Oh, at 45, I'm considering playing him.
Doug Hawkins, I see today, said play him at full forward. Oh, Doug, I think that's what he said. I was listening. I couldn't understand
Dancing.
It. We had him on the Sunday footy show on Sunday. Oh, he's a good man dancing. He's a very good man there. What about the cricket, Jim? India have won the fourth test by 157 runs. The Poms just shit themselves.
Insipid. No, Bill. Insipid is the word for England. Seriously, they lost 4 wickets for 6 runs. Now, there's no disgrace getting out to Jasprit Bumrah. He is world class.
That's right.
But, Bill, put a price on your wicket and a price on playing for your country. I mean, they have just been blown away time and time and time again in this series. And if Joe Root doesn't make the runs, they are fried.
Yep, they did. They lost 4 wickets for 6. They were going to ride it 2 for 141. Mm. Maybe a chance to win. Then they were 6 for 147, Jim. Wow-wee.
Yep.
So no good there. And you're right, Root went out for 36. They were done and dusted there. And India lead that series 2-1. So interesting series. Don't worry about that. And
it's a great series. Great series.
Just as we finish, Jim, I just wanted to say a lot of people were surprised yesterday that Will Powell finished runner-up in the Suns' best and fairest, Jim. Well, let me tell you, Will Powell is a very, very good player, Jim. He's brave, intercept marks. He had a great year. He's only 22, got plenty of footy in front of him.
And where's he from?
He's from Scarborough. And then
Claremont Football Club.
Scarborough and then Claremont, yes. A very good player, and keep an eye on him.
Can you believe this, Rabs?
I can.
There's only one person that was surprised, and that's Bill, because he didn't know who he was.
Number 27, I love him. I got a Suns jumper at home with 27 on the back of it, Jim.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Nice one, Bill. All right, well, I'll tell you what we've got, and that's your man, and he wants a piece too, The Rock.
Pudding Guts.
He did an Instagram story about you as well yesterday, Bill.
No, I'm in his head.
Well, he's on the show next. It's the Rush Hour.
In his head.
Thanks to selfwealth.com.au. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Jim, I've got the awkward of all awkwardness. Awkward with a capital A.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and we're joined by our favourite Tommy Rockliffe.
Even if he's wrapped up his footy career, this man will always be one of our favourites.
Rockliffe, quarter kick 3 on the trot. Rocky gives it to him.
And it seems the feeling is mutual.
My two favourite people on Melbourne radio, JB and Rabs.
Please welcome Tom Rockliffe.
He's here, Bill, our man, The Rock, and while he has finished up his own fine career, Port Adelaide are going beautifully, of course. They're about to host the Western Bulldogs at the Adelaide Oval on Saturday night, and you know, Bill, because you played in plenty of them, the old Frank Thring, the old freckle piece, gets real tight around a prelim. So, Rock, how's everyone at Port Adelaide going?
Yeah, we're going pretty well at the moment. We had a training session this morning, and now they're in the gym doing some weights. So I ventured in there to have a look at them doing them. I didn't decide to do any. It's not my forte going in there. So they're up and about. And I noticed that Bill generally played his grand final this week. He had okay in prelims, but terrible in grand finals. So
I got the team to the grand final with my efforts in semi-finals and prelim finals. Hey, you would be nervous, I reckon, Tom. You'd be very, very nervous. You've had 2 weeks off. You got every player fit on your list. It's a prelim final. You're playing at home. Everything going your way. I tell you what, you might stuff it up.
We've only had a week off, Bill. We only didn't play last week. We didn't have 2 weeks off. But you go with whatever you want to go with, mate. A fate of Compay or whatever you want to say.
Yes.
You go with that. We're not nervous at all. I tell you, who would be nervous, though, is your mob, Bins. They might toss up a 44-point lead again.
Well, we'll see what happens there. Again, Melbourne favourites. You guys are $1.40 favourites. And you know what happens in prelims? Anything can happen. So I'm tipping the Cats and the Dogs to win this weekend, Puddin' Guts.
Of course you would be tipping them, Bill. And you wouldn't believe it, Bill. Shana's still with me after you suggested she downgraded Zach Butters last time I was on.
I reckon. You had a question, Jim?
I did. Just speaking about the time off, Rock, it really interests me because Melbourne and Port obviously are in the same position. Let's say, it doesn't matter what, because we've got you on the phone, let's say Port win and the Cats win. Ooh. Port will have played one game in a month.
Yes.
And the Cats will have played the extra footy. Is that going to make any difference?
I think it has in the past since they brought in that pre-finals bye, but I think this year it won't matter too much because hopefully we can stay here if we win for another week or two, so we can still go about it and have really good sessions and not be on the road where the Cats would have been away for 5 or 6 weeks, if not longer. So it probably evens itself out on that front. But yeah, it's not ideal. I think they just need to get rid of that pre-finals bye. And I know that they went about it to stop teams from resting players, but if you're good enough in the qualifying final, you get the week off to rest your players that way.
Hey, Pud, now, Georgiadis is available. Will there be any changes?
It'll be an interesting discussion at match committee. We're about to go in there soon. So we've got the forwards available. Tom Cleary's available. He's had a really good year as well. So there's a bit of pressure on for spots. Everyone trained really well today. So I reckon there'll be probably a squad of 27 come out of today and then finalise the team on Thursday after the main session.
Wow.
Now, pound for pound, Rock, for me, Port Adelaide win the game if you line the two sides up. But the Western Bulldogs are able to get on these September tears. Mm. They did it in 2016 where they just kept winning against the odds. That must be just something you got to be wary of.
Or nervous.
Yeah, a little bit. They certainly, if they had beaten us in the last round, they would have finished on top or second. So there's no doubt they're a quality team. They're probably better than what they were in 2016 when they were able to win it. But we feel like we're a pretty sound team at the moment and a pretty sound outfit. And I think we've kept most of the teams in the back half of the year to under 10 goals. So if we can do that, it goes a long way to winning games of footy and winning the prelim final.
I'm just having a look, Jim, at the injury list at Port Adelaide. The only person on Port's injury list is old DVT's himself, Rockcliffe. So that is a positive.
I've retired, Bins. I want to know how many odd numbers there are from 1 to 5.
1, 3, and 5. Now, you listen to too much radio, you flog. Hey, how did you and the boy...
Bill, you nuffy. 2.5 kids, Mitch Duncan, you reckon?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, he has. She's in foal. Demi.
He's in foal.
She is. But you and the Port Adelaide boys, come over to, you go right with your horses in Adelaide, of course. Everyone wins in Adelaide. Then you come over to the Big Smoke. You come over to Melbourne. You come over to Moonee Valley. And your horse runs at Moonee Valley. How did it go?
It ran last.
Because you were riding it. You were on the back of it. It just sunk.
I was talking to a bloke the other day about you, Bill, actually.
Yeah.
He said you were a fairy on the field. Rick Kennedy.
Don't mention him.
Because he was.
Don't mention Rick.
Why not?
He used to belt the crap out of me for fun. And now he's the nicest bloke you'll ever meet.
I'll tell you what, Bill, you're a disgrace, to be honest. You don't know who Will Powell is. That's embarrassing.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, where's number 27, 22 years old. He's played 33 games.
You look that up.
Rock, with that same thoughts around Rick Kennedy, we spoke when he was coach of the West Coast first and then Essendon often to John Worsfold about playing against Bill in the early 90s. And Johnny Worsfold said, I don't remember him playing. That's how outside he was, how far away from John Worsfold he was.
Oh, Bill, come on, mate.
Well, I was punching the crap out of McIntosh. We'd go toe-to-toe.
Oh, were you? Yeah, of course you were.
And then old Woosher, he'd just come over and you go, g'day, John, how you going? Hey, what's the crowd this week over there in Adelaide? Is it 50%?
Yeah, 26,000, I think. So hopefully they can open it up and we can get a few more Port Adelaide fans in. It'd be nice to get 40,000. There's no real reason why we can't, I don't think.
Hey, Rock, have you asked Bill about the European country just to the west of Georgia?
Yeah, how do you say that, Bill?
No, if you say it, I'll say it. Come on, Rock.
Actually, technically to the east of Georgia. Yeah, but go on,
east
Bill.
George.
Can you say it first, JB, and then I'll have a crack?
No, you can't say it.
I want Bill to have the first go. I'll have the second go. Rock has the third go.
Because Rock doesn't know how to say it. Righto, Azerbaijan. There we go.
Azerbaijan.
Oh, that now it's easy for Rock.
Azerbaijan.
Oh, say Rock.
Rock, you're from Benalla. You dropped out in buddy whatever you're doing in Benalla at the factory there. Don't pretend you got smart.
I heard you talking the other day, Bill, about Harndorf, the beautiful German town up here, and you're calling it Horndorf.
Horndorf, yep, you did.
Last time I was there.
And Bill, what about the capital of Azerbaijan?
Yes, that's Bukep.
That's it, Bill. It sounds like what Rock wants to say to you all the time.
Oh, f*** off.
F*** you.
Hey, Rock, you know when you're in there and the boys are all training and doing all their work, do you ever think, geez, I might get on that running machine or the Versa climber or do some weights at all?
No, because I look at you and Daisy Thomas on that fat bit that you have, and just think, where are we? I don't have to exercise. These blokes don't have to.
You're going
to
get fat because you will blow up. You'll blow up and someone will pop you and you'll just go into outer space.
I don't know how that would work, Bill, but if you could explain that to me, that'd be nice.
I'll tell you what. Anyway, how's Shan? All right?
Shan is going well, yeah. She's 36 weeks, so not too bad. Me mate went to your pub the other week, Bill.
Oh, this would be good, yeah.
Where is it? Cremorne?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he had a schnitzel, and he's been in hospital ever since. <to tell me.
laughs> Wow, you've been thinking for a while. We'll move him on, Jim Fairdink, and we made this bloke.
Oh, no, he's a star. Rock, good luck. It's nutted in the prelim last year by the eventual premier only just this year. Got a really good feeling about Port Adelaide. We hope you and your club go really well.
Absolutely. I look forward to having a beer with you in a couple of weeks, JB. We'll just work out our plan to get Bill off that show and me in after we win the granny. Oh,
yeah. I think it's already happened.
Oh. See you, Tom.
JB and Rock, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Dustin Fletcher to join us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And in Melbourne, we call it a slab, Jim.
Oh, what's a slab of beer bought you, Bill?
Oh, so get the vernacular right.
How did he get that?
That's unbelievable.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, and we are joined by an Essendon legend, Dustin Fletcher.
Our next guest played exactly 400 games in the AFL. He won 2 flags, 2 All-Australians, and was Essendon's best and fairest in 2000. And every now and then, he'd send one into the stratosphere. Please welcome Bombers legend, Dustin Fletcher.
Oh, yes, Dustin Fletcher drops a bomb. That's interesting commentary, but what a superstar, Jim. Of course, only 5 players have played 400 games. Have a listen to the company that Fletcher's in. Brent Harvey, 432. Michael Tuck, 426. Sean Burgoyne, the new member of the club at 407. Kevin Bartlett, 403. And this man, Fletch, 400. Welcome, Fletch, to the Rush Hour. And do you actually have a 400 club meeting? Do you sit around and have a couple of frothies?
Nah, sort of doesn't mean too much, Bill. Unfortunately, there's 5 of us now, but we don't. We're going to have to get something going. But no, nothing, mate. Nothing really goes on. A bit disappointing.
Well, a couple of them don't drink there. KB doesn't drink. I don't know about Boomer. But Michael Tuck would make
Boomer's
up.
Boomer's still playing.
You and Michael Tuck would make up for it. Don't worry about that.
No, that's it.
Now, we've got you on because your young fella Mason is playing college football for the Bearcats over there in Cincinnati, Jim. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to have a chat about that because they tell me you've got another younger boy who's also very good and he might be going over there punting also, Fletch.
Yeah, we're shipping him off probably, Jan. I can't say too much about where he's going yet, but he's not far away, to be honest. But, Mason, he's loving the experience, mate. And they've kicked off full crowds, loving life over there.
Yeah, I see that. That was unbelievable. Now, tell us about that, because he tried out with the footy, Aussie rules, didn't he, and had a couple of injuries. So then how did the college thing come up, mate?
I came up, one of his mates, actually, good mates from school, went over to Texas A&M, which is quite a big college over there, and he went over the year before and really enjoyed it. I think he got in Mason's ear a little bit, and then footy didn't go as well as he hoped, so he thought, I'll give something else a go, and he's over there and a million miles away and enjoying himself.
How hard, Fletch, is it to adjust to punting coming out of a footy background? Obviously, there's been, you know, Darren Bennett into Sav Rocker into Ben Graham, and we've had amazing success with Australian rules footballers doing it. But how, with your young bloke's experience, how hard did he find the transition?
Oh, it's a bit of a tough one because, you know, we kick the ball, they do that, we do that, but you've got to just got to make sure everything's right on. Like, he had his first two, he only got two kicks on the weekend, but his first one, he reckons he ran out and he, you know, big crowd and all that, and he reckons he couldn't really hear himself, and he got his yardage mixed up for how far back he stood. So the ball came up nice and high, and he didn't give himself enough time, but he got hold of the first one, and then the second one was a lot better, a lot more relaxed, the second one.
Torpedoes or the drop punt? What's he going with?
He's only gone to drop punts, but I said to him on the phone on Sunday morning, I said, you've got to start letting the torps go now, I reckon.
He's 6'7", by the way, 202 centimetres. And he wears number 31, Fletch?
Yeah, the boys gave him number 31, so he was happy. He was happy with that. But he went over there about 79 kilos, and they've put he's up to 93, I think now. Gee. So they've loaded him up.
Sounds like
does
me.
He chat to any of those blokes we just spoke about? Does it, you know, any of the former legends like Sav? Does he get on the phone and sort of pick their brains?
Oh, not really. He's spoken to a few, like Nathan Chapman, who obviously went over there, runs the program with Johnny. So, but a lot of the Aussies over there at the moment. That are over there playing NFL, he speaks to them. So he's got a bit of connection there, but his journey's just sort of starting. So he's just trying to get the basics right, and then he'll start to be more confident, then start launching a few.
All right, so the Cincinnati Bearcats, how many do they play in front of?
Yeah, well, they played, that was their home ground, Nippert Stadium. They've got about 42 at their home ground. Oh. But, yeah, so it was a full crowd, and they haven't had footy for a while with crowds. So you've probably seen some of the footage of, I think it was Penn State in Wisconsin.
Oh,
they had about 80,000 jumping around, singing that song. And So they play Notre Dame, not this week, the week after. And they get about 80-odd in Notre Dame's ground, so
beautiful.
How big would you be if you go back to school on the Monday? You know, is that all like we see on those movies, college football and the pom pom girls and all that? Does that still all go on?
Oh, I think so. He's a bit guarded what he says. When I get him on the phone by myself, he lets a few out, but he doesn't say too much. Doesn't say too much to the missus, I tell you.
Oh, I tell you what, if he's not having the time of his life. Jim. There's something wrong with him, old Mace, because you couldn't have more fun than being on a college campus. Does he have to study?
Yeah, he's got to study. He's got to study, I think. He's actually, I believe it, not matured a bit. He's actually enjoying the classes too. So it might have finally clicked. If you play a bit of sport, you've got to get the study done as well.
Not like
all right, now, as Bill said, legend of the Bombers, won a Crichton medal in a premiership year, if you don't mind, Fat, which just puts a signature on an amazing career.
And 25-year anniversary, I reckon, 2 days ago of your grand final win, because 21, maybe.
Yeah, 21. Yeah, that's right.
You didn't get it right.
Yeah, grand final week's a big week anyway, but you miss a lot of those days, that week of the grand final where we all get together and get stuck in, but that's just the way it is, I suppose.
Who wins it, Fletch?
Oh, I'm going to go with Goody. I reckon the Demons are a good thing. I reckon Melbourne, Port Adelaide grand final, and I'm just hoping Hibbo and Jakey Melsham sneak into that side. They're good fellas and good mates, so fingers crossed they get a run.
Fletch, a couple of things I've got to ask you about. Is it true that you lost your teeth at Subiaco Oval one day, a bit like Luke Jackson? Then you had, I think it was after the game, people went out to find them, put them in milk, and you put them back in?
Yeah, that's right. Rubber, our reading rubber were there that day, got the four knocked out and split me gum right down the middle. So two in the mouth guard, and there were three knocked out. So they found three, and the other two were sort of hanging there. So got them shoved back in, whacked some braces on for a week, and get in there and keep going next week.
And they're all good?
Yeah, all pretty good. In saying that, like, you know, you have a cold drink now or you're chewing an apple or biting an apple, they're no good. So I'll get them fixed once in the next little bit, I reckon.
And also, did you, and I think it was Chris Anstey, win the under-16 Australian Tennis Championship doubles?
Yeah, we did, Bill. You undersold us there 4 or 5 years in a row, mate. We're undefeated.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, well, we used to think we were all right at tennis, you know what I mean? But when someone's, I'm 6'5", he's about 7 foot. When you turn up to a under-12s tennis game, you put the wind up the opposition pretty quick, doesn't it?
Imagine that if you both went to the net. No chance.
Yeah, well, it's funny how our paths went. I didn't play a lot of footy, believe it or not, growing up. It was all tennis, and Chris never played basketball at all. So he went on to play NBA, obviously. That was a highlight for him. And then, obviously, took up footy.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
Oh, no, it's unbelievable. So are you going to, at any stage, Fletch, be able to get over and see a young bloke or young blokes when the next one comes in? How quickly can you do that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We've been trying to do a bit of homework on it, but we're just like everyone else, just waiting, you know, until things open up again. And, yeah, just little things you miss, you know what I mean? You'll never get that time to get over there again. But we will get over there, but, it's, you know, it's looking like, you know, maybe even next year now. So we'll see how we go.
Yeah. Well, I'd get over there on my own if you can, Fletch. Just slip over there on your own, mate, to catch up with the boys. Bit of boys' time.
Yeah, well, the boys already said on it. We have a bit of syndicate. We have a bet in that, Lloyd, and a few of the boys. And they said, I think it's Vegas for a couple of days. We'll go to Cincinnati, then back to Vegas, then back home.
Oh, beautiful.
And then sounds probably like divorced, Bill. Probably divorced, I reckon, actually, but that's all right.
Yeah. It'd be mate, worth it.
Hey, Fletch, I went to Vegas with Bill once. His hair turned yellow.
Yeah.
Jesus, that would have been a trip, wouldn't
100%.
It?
His hair was yellow.
Blonded, Jim, and I went a bit urine-y.
Yeah, did you have hair then? Did you have hair then, did you?
Yeah, I did. Better than red hair, I suppose. Hey, hey, good on you, mate. You're a bloody star, and good luck with the boys.
Good on you, boys. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Fletch.
Well done, Fletch.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw.
Meat's nice.
Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's show. The man with the hair, Bailey Fritch, is going to join us from the Melbourne Football Club and a hump day quiz.
Oh, nice. Always good.
Later. What about this for a show, by the way? That's an unbelievable hour of radio you've just heard there. I tell you what Bailey Fritch falls into the category of for me, Bill.
What?
He has turned into a much better player than I ever saw him being.
Yes. I think Melbourne knew he was pretty good, didn't they? They plucked him and they played him and played him. And it's just hard to match up on, isn't he? Yep. Big, tall, and he's from Coldstream, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, he's a good player.
She gets nippy out there.
Oh, bloody, it's cold out there. I'll tell you who is a good player, Will Powell. I don't know. He plays for the Suns.
Yeah, have a listen to him, will you? This is Rabs.
Did you cop some feedback, did you, online?
I got a little bit.
This is a bloke who played for my club in Perth. Well, I know how good
Will my
Powell
club
is.
Your club, from, is it?
Where I'm a premiership player, Bill, up on the wall, of course. See? So don't worry. I was aware of how good he was. You'd never even heard of him.
I did say. Will with one L.
We should, all right, we should get Will on. Get Jilly to get Will on. We can play the audio of Bill just graciously talking about him coming second in the BNF, and then we'll start the chat with Will.
Yeah. Anyway, Jim, we move on.
All right. Hump day quiz, of course, tomorrow as well. Now, Bill, joke.
Yeah. Sorry, Jim.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Jim, what do you call a blind dinosaur?
Oh, no. What?
Do you think he saw us?
Oh, my God.
That it?
That's a kindergarten joke.
I know. That's just an entree.
Entree.
And we might be rehashing a couple of jokes here, Jim. That's how we're just going at the minute. But what did the drummer call his daughters?
What?
And a one, and a two.
Oh, my God. Turn him off. No, Rabs.
And a one.
No, finish him up. No, we're in September.
And a one, and a two.
He's run out. He runs out of jokes in March. How do you reckon we're going by September?
We just rehash him. Oh. Hey, have a good time over there, Brian. You and Brian in the big bed together.
Thank you, Brian. Brian.
What's he doing? Still walking around?
He's just caged animal. Come on, Brian.
You are.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and $50,000 cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.